I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. We'll talk with Alante McCauley. Yeah, I'm watching him at City Hall. The guys are right. It's a pretty wide shot they have to show the booers because this guy stood up and talked about the SAVE Act, among other things. And speaking of the SAVE Act, I was just teasing up forever there to the end of the Dawn show. John Thune, Senate can't meet on this. Two reasons. One, even though 50 people, senators, are on the bill to look at the SAVE Act, to vote on it, they don't know if they want to have a talking filibuster. They have to get together and talk about that. That's the whole idea of the filibuster. It's hard. You have to talk all that period of time. I mean, just hire talk radio hosts. We give it a shot. Yeah, but you don't have any material with you. We got plenty of material. It's all stored up. All right. So the other reason they couldn't do it this week, these clowns, these just worthless, telling us all the time, well, we'll get to that someday. They had the annual Senate doggy parade. And that Tom Tillis, you people in North Carolina, I don't know if we reach here anymore or not, put this guy in office, alleged Republican. He's on a bullhorn, and it's like a beauty pat, and they push him in on these carts, these dogs all dressed up. The guy from West Virginia can't get enough of it. He wants to be in charge. And Thune says, attaboy, go out there, have your doggy parade. Is it any wonder why we get frustrated with Republicans particularly? Now, look, Democrats do a lot of things, but they had a bill they had to get through. I don't think they're letting the doggy parade stop them. They're going to do it. They're going to shove it through. And it seems to me this has a much better shot than we thought it did a few weeks ago. The president during the State of the Union calling out Thune a little bit. I think he's got to turn up the heat even more. So they have the requisite number on the bill, but they don't know about moving forward because they don't know if they want to force them to do the talking filibuster. That's the only filibuster. It's talking. It's not check a box. We say filibuster. We don't have to do anything. Well, that'll really hold up business. Guess what? You're holding up business already with a doggy parade. You have the doggy day off. Well, we needed that. Members love the doggy day. What would this John Thune cat? Where do we get these rhinos from? It's like central casting. Langford is in the leadership. The guy that wanted to sell the country down the drain with his comprehensive immigration thing. Well, that's the only way we can shut down the border. No, elect Trump and he shut down the border. Wow. Just doggy parades. It's getting more traction now. It looks to me like it stands a pretty good chance of making it through. Now, the reaction coming off the State of the Union is more crystallized today. Politico even telling us that Trump has crystallized something Republicans are feeling about by Democrats not standing up around that issue of the American people versus illegal aliens. There's one ad up there. I'm sure by the end of the day, there's going to be more. The secret sauce to me, though, is Homan. The thing that threw the immigration thing off the rails is people didn't like seeing the annex of Bovino and Christie Nome, and they were in a really hostile area where you really had to be on your game, Minnesota. Once Homan got in there, we're still doing these things, but he's tightening things up in a manner that is much better. And he's not saying wild stuff like Christie Nome and all of her minions there at Homeland Security. If that maintains and these ads start that remind people of this, then that issue on illegal immigration is going to continue to be a political winner. Now, I don't know in a place like Jersey where I'll be tonight if that's going to be the case. I'm going to be the MC. I got to get a few words in there for the Lincoln Reagan Day for Camden County Republicans, who have a tough task. I mean, they're still in heavily Democrat territory there. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Here is Cut 10, Henry. Here is Jarrett Moskowitz. He is from, now he's not the Jersey guy. See, he's the Florida guy, I think, congressman. And he says, he's taking this angle of attack. Why did you not stand up? Why did Democrats not stand up when President Trump put that contrast there? Here's his way of getting out of it.
In order to survive the midterms.
So Rashida Tlaib responded to Trump. She said, can't take two Muslims talking back and correcting him, so now he's crashing out. And then she used the hashtag President Majnoon, which means crazy or insane in Persian.
Yeah, I mean, she also got what she wanted, which was a mistake, I think, for the Democrats to play into that. I actually agree with the congressman. I think the president was setting up Democrats in a really simple and easy way. They shouldn't have fallen for it. It seems pretty easy to stand up and say, actually, no, I support American people first. That is where I stand. And we can have a nuanced conversation afterwards if you want about illegal immigration. But they walked into that trap because it was so easy to set.
Well, but that's not true. I mean, I stand for Americans over non-citizens. And so do all of my colleagues. But just because, you know, it's not the Galactic Senate, just because the emperor says rise doesn't mean I get up. Like, I'm a different branch of government. I rose for the heroes that were in the gallery, not because the president.
But not for the other point. I mean, you rose because, and thank you for rising. I think in those cases, that this is an easy moment to be united, whether it's around Team USA or it's around any of the people who were featured there. But that's sending a message that you agree with the statement or the sentiment, and you chose not to stand.
Well,
I think.
I'm sure if Joe Biden told the Republicans to rise, they would have leapt from their seats.
All right, so you see one tactic here. Schumer said much the same thing. No, he's not the galaxy, the galactic presidente here. I'm not going to rise because he says so. They're going to try that out. But guess what? This has legs. It's not going to work. But what will restore this immigration pushback that Trump has gotten going here? And that is Tom Homan. You let Kristi Noem and you let Bovino and guys like that, you let them do what they did in Minnesota. And I'm all on the side in the good case, particularly, that cop used the discretion and saved his life potentially. But I'm talking about the fact Homan would not have allowed them to be out there in that chaotic scene that we played for you the day that it happened. They had enough forces there. Why didn't they cordon things off? Homan got in there and got an agreement pretty much to get some of these people at least to be released into ICE custody at jail. Get her out of there. I'm not going to shed any tears if Kash Patel's out of there. I don't see this with the FBI. You got to call them as you see them. Do you want to win or not? And when Homan got in there, it made a difference. So we got the ad now. We got the moment. No matter how many explanations they give, we got the images of Tlaib and Omar. Let's face it, those are political losers for them. So the issue becomes now, how do we execute this? Do the American people come around to what they voted for in 2024 gradually toward the midterms? I say they will. And we got to get this footage out there. I have another one now, Henry. I just saw on Twitter. It's in Ohio. One was in Missouri. Another truck on the wrong side of a divided highway with an illegal alien flying down the highway. I know they're looking at fraud. Dr. Oz and J.D. Vance. But it's not just the fraud. It's these quasi-illegal trucking outfits and the state allowing these CDL licenses to people who don't care to learn English, can't learn English, and are driving on the wrong side of the road in a huge truck. This is continuing to happen. And again, I don't think Republicans are emphasizing this enough and drilling down on it. to make the point that could be you, me, our loved ones, and then your life is over. It's shattered. Stop them. Put them in jail. Put the people doing this in jail. Do it around the clock. Run ads on it around the clock. The American people are not with them on this. They're not with them on the other part the other night when they showed that young woman who had transitioned and was detransitioning, and her parents were unaware of it. The school and others were involved in helping her do it. They're not on their side on that. I think the one ad I saw is there for they, them, just like we saw in 2024. We're for the American people. It has power. They will not give it up. They want to tell you, why do you keep talking about that? The answer? Well, then stop it. I think we got a really good side question today. We've gone back and forth. I'm getting a lot of emails on this. So Gavin Newsom, as I told you in Dawn Show, when he was with the Getty family, he was like their other son. When the Getty grandson, remember that? Had the ear cut off. They kidnapped him. They wanted to show, hey, we're real. He comes home. He's a little bit bummed out. Newsom says in his book, I guess you would be. They give him money to go on a shopping spree. And Newsom is one of the people invited along to go on the shopping spree. That's where this guy, the type of area that he was in. So we're looking for something that says you're not wealthy like the Gettys, Daddy Warbucks, but you're more like Newsom's family. You are clearly not middle class. You're upper middle class. Mine is a couple I have. If you take a look at the occupation of your mom and dad, if both of them are like one's a lawyer, one's a doctor, something like that, then you know what? You're not middle class, I'd say. You're above that.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. It's going to be a different circle you're in, different money, definitely. Somebody emailed me, if you have a second home, you're out of the middle class. A nice second home. If it's a third, you're starting to move toward the Gettys.
Yeah, three homes. You're.
If you have three homes, what the hell are you doing? That's what Roe would say to me. How am I keeping these clean? Because we've talked about a home at the shore, and I went, you know, you got to argue with the cable guy. Turn it on, turn it off. You got this thing. Then somebody calls you, oh, did you know something happened at your house? You got to rush down the shore. Oh, my God. Too much. Definitely. Maybe a condo. I don't know. Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, a condo is still even teetering right there. I'm going to take a few off the board here. First, I'm going to take off, I notice at Christmas time, like, there's a lot of houses on the main line.
Oh, boy, it's a good one, folks.
Their Christmas lights professionally put up.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you got
it.
Some sort of 50-foot tree in your front yard. Yes. I know you didn't get a ladder, go out there yourself, and string them all the way down. Like, let's be honest. And they're too perfect on the side of your house, too. Like, there's something about getting someone to put up your Christmas lights. It's, I don't know, it just rubs in the wrong way. Like, you're rich enough that you don't have to even worry about that. You come home one day, and it's like, oh, they're up. Great. House looks awesome.
I'm not pounding around with you as a guy if you're having someone put up your Christmas lights.
Yeah. And then in that same breath, I'd say hiring landscapers to do your yard. And like,
I would agree.
I mean, a lot of times, like, you don't have a big enough yard,
right.
I'd say, especially on the main line, to be, you know, being like, oh, yeah, we need the guy on the push mowers here. We need the weed whackers. We need the whole crew here. It's like, no, that's an hour of your Saturday you can take out. Like, you don't need to be doing that.
All right.
And then the third one I'm going to take off, how about early retirement? Just being well off enough that you say, you know what, I'm 53. I think I'm done. I'm not waiting another dozen years. I think I'm just going to take off now and enjoy life. Let's go to Bora Bora or something.
I was arguing Bora Bora with the head of the Madison Radical Town, Henry. We were in town covering the midterm elections one year, teachers organization, and he was defending people retiring at 52, 53, just as you said, as teachers. And he said, you're in a classroom 25 years. You know what that takes out of you? I, of course, said, what about the summers off? And they started to surround me.
Don't bring that up.
Yeah. Early retirement at 52, 53, teachers. Yeah. Defending that. Yeah. Indefensible. But the lights, that would be the winner. So take the rest of the day off. Like Kirkside over there. There you go.
There you go.
That is a definite. That's going to be hard to beat. How about yours, Kirk?
So I'm going to take a few, get a couple.
Yeah.
Affording private schools, having more than one family vacation. Speaking of cleaning with Roe, having a housekeeper, a nanny, you know, all the accoutrements.
Okay.
Yep, that's mine.
All right. So don't hit us with a Daddy Warbuck that you have a yacht. That's not upper middle class. That's
uber rich.
A boat.
Yeah, boat.
That would work.
A boat works.
A yacht, no.
Yeah, right.
Oh, and if you want to call in and plead with Henry to say, I have a boat, I'm still middle class, tell this producer to shut up. Feel free to do that. He's ever on the line. And if you hired someone, you want to confess, be anonymous, to put up the Christmas lights, you got to call in. All right, 855-839-1210. Upper middle class, more likely, Henry, to put up the white lights at Christmas or the multicolor. Answer, white lights.
White lights, yeah. Oh, no, there's
giveaway.
Never multicolored lights on those houses.
Oh, man, they would not do that. No. Leave it to Beaver. Are they upper middle class or middle class? They're bordering on upper.
I think middle.
You think middle?
I think so, yeah.
You guys, I can't speak on this. I've never seen the show.
Oh,
boy. Okay. You can always...
Isn't it in black and white?
Yeah, it's a cultural...
Yeah, I haven't seen this.
It's a cultural reference.
Exactly right, yeah.
I've heard of it. Yeah, you've got to give me credit for that.
I'll give you credit for
June
it.
June wears pearls, and they take away... Here's something. Well, I don't know. They take away the dishes from each course. In other words, the dish doesn't stay there on the table. Yeah, it's like...
That's going upper, yeah.
Exactly
that's
right.
That's going upper. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that... get in. Does this immigration issue have legs? 1 o'clock. Alante McCauley, fresh off another. He's got his own booing section there now. Looks like a lot of people. And the Inquirer calls him Black MAGA. 855-839-1210.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano show. So we see in Jersey now a Supreme Court refusing to block our buddy Wake Up NJ Mike reporting, refusing to block New Jersey's affordable housing mandate. Now, when I've gone over this, I've centered in because they were the town that went wild right before the holidays, sometime around then, Medford and Medford Lakes. And we looked up, who did you vote for in Medford and Medford Lakes? Your town, your area. Mikey Sherrill. Well, before we get to connecting that dot, here's Mikey Sherrill, this woman who won by 14 points, a gazillion votes. And remember, this arena, as I understand it, is in Newark. Mikey, the new governor, was introduced, cut six, at the Devils, New Jersey Devils game in Newark, which is, what, a gazillion percent Democrat? I know people can come from other places. Was it hockey? Is it a white supremacy thing? She's white. Here's how it sounded when the governor was introduced.
And New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill and First Gentleman Chick Sam Hager.
Do I hear any even golf claps there? Not so much. I didn't hear any clapping.
The booing wasn't, no clapping.
It wasn't the most ferocious I've ever heard, but it was pretty potent.
I'd say there were some yes in there, but mostly boos.
Okay, so how did a woman who lives by that kind of score, you know, 14 points, whatever it was, that's the reception there? You know, it shouldn't be that bad. If Mike is right, though, and I don't doubt it, and this is the Mount Laurel decision. And look, Jack Cetarelli said during the campaign he would fight this unbelievably every step of the way, at least a delaying action. Medford was the one I seem to remember. They're going to have to put in 800 houses to have 173 so-called affordable housing there. And every one of these towns across New Jersey, it says it could be up to 100,000 that we're going to be seeing put in there, 100,000 people at least. That's stunning. why do you continue to vote for this? Then you're surprised. Look at the woman in Virginia. Just going after the dog walkers. They're ferocious going after the dog walkers, taxing them, and a gazillion other things they've taxed. And yet she prattles on the other night as the respondent on affordability. I know it's maddening. That's why winning this midterm, I know you think, well, we just killed him in the presidential race. Yeah, but the playing field changes here. And I see they have two good points on their side as far as a campaign. Completely fraudulent, but a winner. One, keep on saying affordability. The media will let you get away with it. Republicans need a better strategy to penetrate this. And two, realize this all-out hatred of Trump is all-consuming. It drives voters. How do we drive Republican voters? Well, the immigration thing, reminding them, winning back on that issue, and Trump started it the other night. The other thing you have to hope is the no tax on tips and all these other things kick in. The economy's better, and it is getting better. We're coming out of the inflation of Joe Biden, and there's real progress on a multitude of fronts. Is that enough, though? Republican enthusiasm, and I hate to even say it, because over the whole time I've been in talk radio, I'm saying, no, I'm not going to scream at you to get out and vote. You're a loser if you don't vote. That's been my tactic. Loser. And that's what some of these Trump people are. They're just losers. We have to, you know, do everything in the world to get them to come out and vote. They don't understand the stakes involved here and all this stuff. I just can't do it anymore. It's ridiculous. So here we go, the affordability thing. And in Medford, it was ferocious. It dawned on people. Then why did people in your community then vote for Mikey Sherrill? It was relatively close in Medford and Medford Lakes. But it wasn't just in tank towns like Camden and all they voted for her. There were these suburban areas that were across the area. Now they're going to be saddled with what is like reparations. That's what this is. And it dawns on them. This is what they do every time. And I'm not going to call Mondami a socialist anymore. He's a clown, and he's a commie. That's what really is at stake here. They have arrested one guy. I think it's the guy that was picking up the boulder to throw at cops in the throwing snowballs and ice balls and all at them. Now, let's see what happens to him. And I would predict he's already out of jail, and he will get time served or nothing in this. So it's going to be interesting. I wouldn't encourage cops to quit. You want good cops like in New York to stay there to protect the city. How do you do that when you have this insufferable little man? And they see him do the bench press and they go, oh, my God, really? Oh, God. You know, just another thing. Ah, just a snowball fight, guys. All right. Great side question today. Here's how you get in. Hit us with something that really shows you're not in the middle class anymore. It's a tell. You're in the upper middle class, coming off what Newsom's trying to do. I could just see on the campaign, this guy going out there, where do you get a good cheesesteak in Philadelphia? No, Henry, do you think Newsom will come here and order a hoagie cheesesteak like John Kerry did?
He'd probably eat it with a fork and a knife.
Oh, well, exactly right. Right.
Well, yep. John Kerry was ready to take these little mincing bites. You got to let that splatter all over if you're here in Philadelphia. You can't order a cheesesteak hoagie in front of people. My God. All right, let's go to Pat. Lehigh Valley to start off. Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Pat.
Hey. Glad to be on. I've been watching the commercials. They are predominantly for Democrats. It's been being bombarded on these stations. I'm concerned about that. But my side question answer is plastic surgery. Who can afford it?
Yeah.
Particularly, you know, the rich and famous do it all the time. Tens of thousands mm-hmm. of dollars, and who can afford it?
Pat, let me ask you, what do you think is the plastic surgery that we would say goes overboard and is the most regrettable? The three of us here, I think, Henry and I at least, agreed on this one, on women.
On women?
Yeah.
Well, actually, mine would be breast enlargement.
Yeah, that's not the one. Guys will let that go. They don't care if it's corking or bad. They might notice. If it's too blatant, they might say that. Now, I think it's the lips. When you go with the big lip leg that's way out of line, that's a problem.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The lips, my God, I mean, they're blown up.
I mean,
like, actually, it's not attractive. I don't like it.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. Are the enhanced breasts, Henry, a man on the street, I come up to you and ask this, are they attractive?
To me, it's the same thing as the lip filler. If it's too much, it's
subtle.
Bad.
Yeah. Yeah, a little subtle's dab here good. And there. Yeah. Yeah, subtlety has to be that, but I think it's addictive. Some of these people that we've seen over the years just can't stop. It's like tattoos.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
I know very few people, unless it was something they said, I want to bet I'll tattoo myself. If you have a visible tattoo, you're probably going to get another. And I think if you get plastic surgery, you're probably going to get another of something. The lips, though, the lip filler, the whole thing with the lips, brutal. But I like lipstick. Ro doesn't, so I'm out on that one, but I'm fine. How about lipstick with you? Is that okay?
Yeah, lipstick's good.
Okay. 855-839-1210. Something that shows you've moved from the middle class to the upper middle class at 1 o'clock and hardly wait to talk to. How does he get out of City Hall alive? Alante McCauley, who's been with us before, he'll be in studio. YouTube.com/1210WPHD. Henry, did you see the number of views he got? You can check it again. The number can't be. Oh, my God. On the 1210 YouTube. Or it's on Twitter, I guess.
The Twitter one? Or
yeah. I didn't see him on YouTube how many. The Twitter one, the number of views. Was over 6,000, the last that I saw. I don't know if I believe that number. With mine, it's about 2,000 approaching it from the last visit here. So today in city council, he talked about cheating. He talked about the Save America Act. He talked about all that. And we think they widened out the camera shot that they didn't do for others in order to show people booing him. I don't think that's legal. Imagine the pettiness, just the city council stream to widen it out to make this guy look like he's an idiot. He'll be in studio with us. We'll get a full rundown on that and what he's doing next. You get in at 855-839-1210.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. Side question today. A sign that you're not in the middle class, you're in the upper middle class. Maybe not wealthy, that kind of. That's where a little bit more subtle. As Newsom tries to navigate being comfortable. I mentioned this on Dawn's show, and I think it's important. The World Economic Forum CEO has resigned today. It's not the Claus guy. That's the guy, the power behind the scene. Yeah, that's who I was thinking. Well, I was looking at the paper. Where's his name? Is it Claus? It wasn't. But it's because of Epstein. That's why he resigned. And I'm not a conspiracy guy on this, but these guys would do it if they could. When they get together, John Kerry's another example, this guy, and I'm sure that's how Epstein was involved here. They think they're the rulers of the galaxy. They think they're smarter than the room. And one of their core thoughts, at least the Klaus guy, is that we shouldn't be this ownership society, with rare exception. Everybody should be renting stuff. I think Mondani believes that up and down the line. So he resigns, and you start to see this whole cabal and Epstein at the center of it. Hillary testifying today, it's closed door. I agree with her. It should be public. Bill Clinton, is it tomorrow? I'm not sure. Soon, Bill Clinton, and that's where the real action is. But this guy resigning over this gives you an idea of how far this interaction goes and the mentality of these people. Bill Gates is another example. He's constantly telling us what to do. I don't see Jeff Bezos, for example. He says, look, you know, I dumped the wife. I got the girlfriend, or wife now, I guess. I got billions of dollars.
Talk about plastic surgery, too.
Yeah, well, yes. I think there's some bat corking on there big time.
Oh, yeah.
The lips, too. I think I saw the lips
full
the other
Sammy
day.
Full Sammy Sosa.
Yeah. Hey, that one is a Sammy Sosa. Cultural reference. When the little balls came out of the bat, he's going like, what the hell is this? Who put those little balls in there? Oh, my God. 855-839-1210. You get in. How do we imprint on these people, though, this decision today? Nope, affordable quotes is going to go through in Jersey. This repressive nonsense. So we got the midterms coming up. Are they going to vote for more Democrats? Yeah, but Mikey Sherrill seems pretty moderate. The woman in Virginia seems pretty moderate. Let's vote for her. I don't think Jack Ciattarelli's hearing me enough here. Oh, my God. So I'm in Camden County tonight as the MC. It'd be interesting to bring you back tomorrow, the vibe I get. I'm going to make the point, maybe have Henry on the video screen saying, come on now, what about George Washington? We go over cocktails. We're going to have this going back and forth. I say Reagan did the thing that, now maybe the overall accomplishments of George Washington are more than Reagan. But I say as a single act, taking down the Soviet Union. So you didn't live for that. You weren't told to put your head under the desk. They're going to blast us at any second. And then suddenly it's gone. It's stunning. I know the British are burning you and setting you on fire in a church in the Patriot. There's that. True.
That is true.
But I mean, you at least got a chance with the Russians. It would be, you know, toe-to-toe nuclear annihilation. Dr. Strangelove, they weren't doing films like that with Washington. Lincoln and Reagan... winning the Civil War, bringing the country back together, is that bigger than beating the Soviet Union? I guess so. But I'm just married to the idea. How did Reagan do it? I know it was on Bush's watch, but come on. Bush doesn't get credit for that. It was just the incremental wave of history. And going to the Berlin Wall and saying, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. And they didn't want him to say it. Can you imagine the guy, sir? We don't want you to say that, Reagan. Get the hell out of here. I'm saying it. Let's go to Jane in Mount Laurel. Mount Laurel decision. She's in the epicenter. Hey, Jane, you're in the epicenter of the one of the worst decisions in history.
So, hi, Dom. It's actually, I live in Medford. I'm from Medford.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to yeah. comment about the election. And ultimately, the Medford people, as much as they wanted, they were voting for Jack. But at the last minute, the NJEA put out a rumor that Jack was going to take away the teachers' pensions or impact their pensions.
Okay.
And so, you know, and Medford has a lot of, you know, the dual income.
Okay.
The second income is typically a teacher. And
all right.
So really long-time teachers that were hardcore Republicans at the last minute started panicking, and they were going to vote for Mikey Sherrill because they didn't want to impact their pension.
Well, but Jane, let me slow you there.
Isn't.
Don't think these people would look in the mirror and say, in what universe in Jersey is anybody going to be able to take away or curtail the NJEA pension? They run the world there.
Exactly. And Jack did not. They do it insidiously and, you know, sort of like local, you know, mm-hmm. or emails through the teachers that they're not doing publicly. But then that's a big group. And that this Mount Laurel thing is a disaster. I mean, towns like Medford, many of the towns, we don't even have public transportation. So people that need affordable housing, guess what? They don't want to live here. We don't have a great employment hub such that they can get to
okay.
it. And there's like I said, we don't have transportation for them. They want to live people that need affordable housing don't always have, you know, ready a car. They like to be near a train station, or they like to be able to have it easier to get to work. And so it doesn't make sense. And then a lot of times they end up sitting vacant. And it's New Jersey has been dealing with this for decades, and it is an onerous law. It needs to be fixed. And like I said, it was an insidious way of
the NJEA
is the one
that's
subversive.
You know this, but for listeners, as I understand it, the quality of life, you got to build 800 more. The wedding developers. Now, Democrats, aren't they always attacking developers and all that? But this, they want to sig the developers on a town like Medford.
Yes. And we don't have, And also what happens is it ruins, like, the farmland. Like, we have a lot of farmland preservation.
Right.
But in the pinelands, I mean, we have some trees and insects that are really just only from that one area. Like, and so, and this is all encroaching upon all of that. But ultimately, that's what people need to understand is the NJEA was very subversive in their underground campaign against Jack.
All right, Jane, do you have a side question? How do you know you're not in the middle class? You're in the upper middle class.
I don't know what class I'm in, but I was invited to one of those, like, you know, those Tupperware parties, but it was for Botox.
Oh,
whoa.
Oh. All right, that's a great
one. That's a thing.
Thank you. That might open up another side question.
Exactly right.
Tupperware. Get the Botox out of here, buddy. And if it's a life-threatening injury during the Tupperware party here, here's a number to call. Oh, my God. Oh, that's a good one. 855-839-1210. You get in. Yeah, if you're affording and fooling around with Botox, it might be. If the phrase trophy wife comes up, you might be headed to the upper middle class, I think.
No, you're already there.
Isn't that Jeff Foxworthy thing? If you're
redneck.
You might be
redneck.
Thing.
Yes.
Exactly right.
Yeah. All right. 855-83. We have never done, how do you know if it's a Talk Radio 1210 listener? What would be the tell if you think, they're listening
Hello,
to Talk Radio?
And good afternoon.
Yeah. the man of the hour, the guardian of Gotham City, Alante McCauley here for his weekly visit after City Council. Today, they didn't cut him off. They just widened the screen of City Council for him on their stream. So you could see more and more people booing. They all seem to have yellow on, a bunch of them. Anyway, I don't know what that was about. Who they are, whatever, the booers, you know, just to shout them down. But this guy just gets fueled up by it. It's not going to stop him. I mean, you know, I'm sure City Council enjoys this weekly tete-a-tete with Alante McCauley. All right, that's at 1 o'clock. If you have a question for him, you can call it in, too. I'll be sure to ask it. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. So the team captain, principally, of the women's gold medal-winning hockey team at the Olympics said unsure at best, it appeared, parsing it here, to go to the White House. But they can't wait to be with Flavor Flav. And people on Twitter, and I'm looking at one, just pointing out here to the women's hockey team, rap icon Flavor Flav on Monday pleaded guilty to misdemeanor domestic violence charges stemming from an incident with his stepson in 2012. There are other incidents here. I am looking at a whole array of them around issues like this. So, again, you know, publicly, this is all okay. Now, he does sponsor the women's water polo thing. He did issue. It is Vegas, and I get that. But now they're beyond all their obligations they have. What about all that? Well, we don't have time. You have plenty of time now. The White House can arrange it convenient. And is it the entire women's hockey team boycotting the White House? Look, we've already said, all right, the joke with Trump here and all this. Okay. But particularly, let's put Trump aside. Going after the male hockey team, what is it exactly the media wanted them to do? In that moment, everybody involved in this says they have been cheering on the women. They've been involved in that. And all they're supposed to what? Can't take that call anymore, Mr. President. You're a misogynist. Shut up. We're with the women's hockey team. They've gone out of their way. This has been outstanding. But it continues. They just will not let it go. As far as the State of the Union. The takeaway from this is, again, the big takeaway that Republicans in one way or another are saying it. Trump and the Republicans celebrate America. That's their brand. The Democrat brand, they get mad about that. They won't do that. It's not just about Trump for one reason or another. That's what this comes down to. They want to celebrate different people. Now, I'm sure they would celebrate. And look, I don't know this woman. So I'm going to keep an open mind on this. But Mikey Sherrill, in the way that it was pitched, It sounds very much like another DEI thrust here. Mikey Sherrill has announced the new head of the police, the state police in New Jersey, is the first female and first openly gay individual to head up the police. And again, I did not see the lead here, which should be the resume of accomplishment, et cetera. That ought to be your lead. If you want to add these other things, look, I get it. It's a big deal. It's the first woman and all. But this starts to read very much like another DEI sort of play here. We'll see. We'll see what she does in that job. And all my only advice to her, if I hear, oh, a new head of the state police, we got to change the uniforms. That's it. That is it. Let those uniforms alone. The hat alone. I wouldn't wear hats, but if there's one hat I would wear, I'd like to have a New Jersey State Trooper hat. And you could be the most striking, photogenic male. You put one of the Pennsylvania or the Maryland State Trooper hats on, it's brutal. I was looking at a guy today, a sheriff in Maryland, just the back of his head with the thing and all. How could you wear that all day long? It's got to feel like a something weird on your head.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the cowboy hat look, but it's better than that. But the New Jersey Troopers hats, do they crease them just that right way? And they look fitter. I know their academy's fitter. You take the average individual walking out of training with the New Jersey State Police on the last day, and then let's take the average out of the Philadelphia cops. Oh, man. And you would say these two people are in the same profession? I don't think so. All right, Lance, South Philly, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lance.
How you doing, Dom?
Good.
Dom, now, you know I'm a 31-year exterminator.
Yes. Right? Oh, you have a lot of information in wealthy homes, yeah.
Dom, I could just run you a litany. Okay. I'm going to give you a few.
Yeah.
If you want to know that you're in the upper middle class, nothing screams more than a gated community with a guard, a driveway so long you can land a jumbo jet, and you have an au pair. Listen, and you have an au pair that teaches your 5 and 3 year old French. That's it.
Oh God, that is quite a. What's your best? We seem to think the driveway might be a pretty good one there.
Oh, my God. Oh, and it's a hidden driveway, and the mailman isn't even allowed to come down there.
The private driveway. Yes.
The private driveway. That's what I'm going to go with.
All right. Thank you, Lance. Those were pretty good. By being the exterminator out there.
He's seen and knows all.
Yeah, he reminds me. He could be in Seinfeld. This is the exterminator. He was a linebacker at George, when he had to find a black friend. Oh, my God. Okay. Coming up, Alante McCauley. If he's not delayed by well-wishers or others here, he'll be with us in studio. Can we play a little bit of that? Do we have it on tape, a little bit of what he said today in the booing? He was at city council today. And again, Eagle Eyes here, the producers, Kirk particularly, they have a close-up shot for the other people to get their 2 or 3 minutes to address city council. But in this case, you know, Henry, if it weren't during my show, I think I'd go there and do it. I could just imagine. Oh, some of the city council members, I think in 30 seconds, I could get them cursing. The Isaiah guy, the black guy with the stuff with the, you can't drive your car. You need a ticket. Mm-hmm. It's racial profiling. Here's a little bit of how it sounded.
Good morning, everybody. My name is John Alante McCauley. I'm with a grassroots organization called Flint Philly Red. We're here to offer you something different because you've been voting Democrat for the mayor's office for the past 70 years. In regards to the SAVE Act, this is not a partisan situation. 84% of Americans approve of the SAVE Act. 76% of Black Americans approve of the SAVE Act. For the people who watched a great State of the Union speech the other night by President Trump, 64% of them believe that his policies will move us in the correct. Exactly.
All right. There's John Alante McCauley. As soon as we get him from the lobby up here, he'll be with us in studio. Henry, did you notice something? Oh, come on. I know he's short time. He didn't use my nugget. He's got to use it next week. Last mayor, 44. I think it's over 70 years. It's like 72.
Mm-hmm.
Billy the Kid was alive. And then pause and say the second time. Billy the Kid was alive until that mayor was 3 years of age. Come on, Alante.
I'm surprised he didn't plug the appearance.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just throw that in. And I go, wait a minute. Where did this guy get that? All right. He's one of our favorites. He's the guardian of Gotham City. He's next here. And if you have a question or comment for him, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.